This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
You know, I get excited when we have a guest in the studio. We have Dev Gannison in here today. Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
And you have such a great track record. I've done my homework on you and the companies you've been with and how you've helped them grow and help them scale. It's very impressive. I'm going to go back a little bit again. I know that your dad was a CFO of British Petroleum. Your brother was CFO of an engineering firm
right.
as well. Tell me about the other influences that you had from your family that helped shape you. And are there any other major influences on you that helped to get where you are today that really stand out at the top?
I think... the family is big, right? I mean, my father did well, coming from a very humble beginning. My brother did extremely well, and for me, the first big impact was made by I joined a company, and the founder is a retired Navy satellite communication officer. He started his company and. And he just asked me to join, and he as the company was growing, I was taking more and more responsibility. Eventually, I made 7 acquisitions, grew the company from a $25 million services company in the C4I, command, control, communication, intelligence within the federal government, and we went on to become almost $250 million. And George Robinson was a founder, like I would say that, you know, the kind of confidence he had in you that he can go and execute, that I would say is the single biggest impetus for my success and growth. And all of us need that, right?
Right.
Somebody at some stage need to trust you and give you that kind of backing. And you're going to make some mistakes, but
right.
they realize the talent and the backing. I was extremely fortunate that I had somebody like him who trusted me in my first job. And of running a company,
right.
and since then it's been a good success. So I think that's why I say that when you build your team, when you build your board, you need to be careful, right? Just don't go away some big names. People fancy big names,
right.
and to me, they may not have enough time to spend, and they may not be a perfect fit for what you need. So more than big names, I would rather go with. Surrounding yourself with businessmen and others who have the relevant experience and who have the time, who can sort of help you to sort of guide you through in the early stage, which I think is the single biggest thing.